This year's Nobel Prize in Medicine or Physiology goes to two American researchers, Andrew Fire of Stanford University and Craig Mello of the University of Massachusetts. They won for discovering how to selectively silence genes that are causing disease. Fire and Mello will share the $1.4 million prize. Joining me now is NPR's Richard Knox. Richard, I understand that this involves RNA, a molecule that helps build DNA. I read that, but I think you need to help us understand that.
Okay, well, we have to go back to some basic biology. All genes are made up of DNA, and in order for DNA to do its job, which is to make proteins, it has to be turned into RNA. That's where this discovery comes in. This discovery is called RNA interference. And only 8 years ago, two young scientists, Fire and Mello, discovered this mechanism. It's really a basic frontline defense against infection by many viruses, and it operates in many organisms, from worms to humans. Basically, RNA interference silences genes. Genes are made up of chunks of DNA, and when many viruses are made up of double strands of RNA, when the cells encounter RNA in this double-stranded form, the RNA interference mechanism gets activated, and that blocks the process, in effect silencing the gene. It's a good thing to stop a virus in its track, obviously, but scientists are discovering that RNA interference has a lot of other functions in controlling the way genes get expressed in cells.
That's still pretty complicated. So let's talk about the bigger picture. Why is this important?
Well, as I said, scientists have been discovering just in the last 8 years that RNA interference is important in many very basic cell processes. Viral infections are one, but also there are lots of things that go wrong with genes, and sometimes they involve mistakes that involve, that create these RNA, double-stranded RNA things, which is a signal for the cell to say, oops, something went wrong. I'd better block this process. And so, the RNA interference mechanism gets cranked up and blocks that process. And that turns out to be really important as a tool for scientists, because now they have a way of selectively blocking or silencing individual genes. Many genes are involved in diseases of all kinds and in aging and other processes. If you can block just a particular gene that you're interested in and see what happens, then you have a really important tool for creating new drugs and for understanding aging and a whole bunch of other basic cellular things.
Quickly, a tool for scientists, a tool for doctors yet?
Not yet. I mean, one of the more interesting things recently is that they showed in animals that they were able to use this RNA silencing technique to block the formation of bad cholesterol. Now, obviously, that could be a really important drug.
Okay. Thank you very much, Richard Knox.
You're welcome.